Liam Frenette, the victim of a brutal stabbing on the Sault Ste. Marie boardwalk September 7, 2023, was honored by Sioux police for his bravery, strength and determination to survive with a commendation letter at the 36th Annual Sioux Police Community Awards at the Delta Hotel Thursday evening. The 28-year-old Sioux man was stabbed multiple times in the attack. Frenette's alleged attacker, Stephen Jones, is facing two separate charges, one for the murder of 22-year-old Taylor Marshall and another for the attempted murder of Frenette on the Sioux boardwalk. "It's nice to be recognized by the community. I survived," Frenette told reporters after the awards ceremony. "I was just out doing errands and sat down on a bench on the boardwalk just to have a snack, and from nowhere, behind me, I got beat on the head and shoulders and stabbed an awful lot of times. They told me they stopped counting after 30. Frenette was treated for his injuries at Sioux Area Hospital, where he stayed for 13 days and was then referred to counseling from victim services by Sioux police. A grocery store produce clerk, he is still recovering and off work. Accompanied by his mother, Frenette received enormous applause from police and guests in attendance at Thursday's dinner and awards ceremony. "I'm glad I got to see them all. I didn't know I had that many friends," Frenette said. "Physically, I'm pretty good. I've still a little bit of work to get back to where I was, but I'm doing well." "It was shock, absolutely. That level of violence in the community, and then it happens to you. It's a lot to process. Sometimes I think, who's that guy behind me? The breathing gets short a little bit, but I get the deep breathing going. That's very helpful," Frenette said. "It's nice to be honored," said Frenette of Thursday's awards ceremony. Liam Frenette is someone we believe showed unbelievable courage and strength when confronted with a vicious and senseless attack in our community last year, said Lincoln Lutit, Sioux police spokesperson at the podium. "Without Liam's will to fight and determination to survive, the outcome of our investigation and the immediate arrest of the accused would not have been possible. Liam, you stayed brave and true in the face of danger, you did not back down. You are a survivor, and you never know who needs your light, your warmth and courage. You have inspired many of us with your strength." The full text of a Sault Ste. Marie Police Service announcement, including the names of all organizations and individuals honored at the Sioux Police Community Awards May 16, 2024, follows. O'Sullivan Funeral Home. As Winston Churchill once said, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give." Mark Trudel, Lisa Demihinani and their daughter, Christina, own and operate O'Sullivan Funeral Home and have lived by this motto, "Giving back is their passion." In the 10 years they have been in business, Mark and Lisa have continually supported those in need. Every 3 months, O'Sullivan Funeral Home purchases food, prepares and serves meals for up to 150 people at St. Vincent's Place, Soup Kitchen, and Men's Shelter. They support dozens of initiatives including the Sioux Area Hospital Foundation, Arch Hospice, the Algoma Autism Foundation, and many others. Each month a staff member at O'Sullivan selects their own charity and asks what they will need in donations. They budget $300 per month. They have also provided pet food and blankets to animal rescue organizations as well as personal items for women and children at the local women's shelter. "Thank you for your compassion and generosity. It is wonderful to see your ongoing work and giving back to our community." Canadian Mental Health Association. The Algoma branch, chartered in 1963, is affiliated with a provincial network of 32 other branches across Ontario. CMHA Algoma works closely with various community agencies including but not limited to hospitals, police services, schools, mental health, and addiction agencies. Through its collaborative approach to education and services, the branch is far-reaching, and its programs touch many lives in our community. Whether someone is experiencing a mental health crisis, has a family member or friend struggling with mental illness, or as a healthcare professional, CMHA Algoma is there to help. Their vision is thriving, inclusive communities that value and nurture recovery, resilience, and hope for all. Their mission statement is improving the well-being of our community through advocacy and the provision of safe, inclusive, and accessible mental health and addiction services. Some of the programs and services offered by CMHA and within our community are anger solutions, central access and information counseling, court support and diversion, dual diagnosis, Hope House, Club 84, housing support, human services and justice coordinating committee, mental health and justice supportive housing, peer support navigator, walk-in counseling youth mental health court program. We would like to recognize and thank CMHA for their unwavering and ongoing commitment and investment in community well-being. Community Wellness Bus. A pilot project that converted an ambulance on a shoestring budget to bring primary health care and harm reduction to some of the Sioux's most vulnerable has been in operation since April 2021. The idea began during one of the most challenging parts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Vulnerable people, many without homes, many with mental health and addiction issues, did not have access to essential services because of limited access to physician care. Geographically, many of these vulnerable people live in our downtown core. The CMHA, Algoma Ontario Health Team, Algoma Family Services, SAH, Superior Family Health Team and Social Services collaborated, and the result was the Community Wellness Bus Project. A former ambulance staffed with members from partner agencies that bring health care and harm reduction supplies directly to vulnerable people in the city. The bus makes scheduled stops at locations like the Soup Kitchen, Salvation Army, Pauline's Place, St. Vincent's Place, among others. The onboard team can vary but typically includes a nurse, a social worker, and a peer support worker, among others. About 650 clients access the bus each month, which is around 12,000 clients served since its inception. Clients visit the bus looking for a light snack, harm reduction supplies, naloxone, wound care, or just someone to talk to. It certainly is a vehicle of hope, and thank you to everyone that has made it happen and who keeps it running. Harvest Algoma. In 2023, the baton was passed to the Rural Agri Innovation Network, RAIN, a division of Sault Ste. Marie Innovation Center. This shift represented more than a change in leadership, it was a significant stride toward sustainability and innovation. Their mission has evolved, but their heart remains the same. Harvest Algoma is not just distributing food, they are empowering lives. Their facilities, including a warehouse, large commercial kitchen, and greenhouses, allow them to support more than 70 local nonprofit agencies and programs. It plays a key role in the region's food system, making sure nutritious food reaches those who need it the most. In 2022, Harvest Algoma provided nearly 100,000 pounds of food to SSM social services organizations. It also provided around 31,000 pounds of food to local food banks, students, and smaller amounts to other organizations across Algoma. The organization is becoming a key player in nurturing culinary and agri-food expertise, by expanding their capacity to handle a greater volume of food and encouraging creativity in youth. The dedication to providing meals and equipping our community with practical skills for sustainable living is admirable. Community well-being is a shared responsibility. Thank you for your investment in our community. Cora Collegiate High School. Cora students and staff were introduced to Relay for Life in 2011 when their very own students inspired the charity event to continue and grow each year. Thousands of students and dozens of cancer patients and survivors participate with and have raised more than $200,000 for the Canadian Cancer Society. Relay for Life is the school's social event of the year. The staff and students at Cora Collegiate have brought members of our community together to support this special event, and today we recognize their amazing leadership and contributions to our community. Commendation letters. Keith Boissonneau and Steve Joes. Keith Boissonneau and Steve Joes have worked together with members of the Sault Ste. Marie Police Service over the years providing Indigenous education, ceremony, and supports. Members have attended sweat lodge ceremonies at Boissonneau's Lodge in Kitigansibi, Garden River First Nation, where Keith and Steve perform traditional ceremonies to help with the wellness of our members. Both have reached out to the service on occasions after traumatic events to offer their support and are always willing to provide their time, knowledge, and compassion. The fall of 2023 was a tragic time for our community and the Sioux Police. Lives were lost. Keith and Steve proactively offered their assistance and our members participated in ceremonies with them. The Sioux Police is lucky and honored to have this relationship with knowledge keepers who selflessly give of themselves to help our members in the pursuit of wellness. The teachings learned, awareness gained, and relationships made are a glowing example of communities working together to take care of each other. Keith and Steve, we say Miigwech. The journey in this profession is often difficult and your supports in that journey are irreplaceable. Unfortunately, Keith and Steve were unable to attend. We thank you for your ongoing support. Perry Matila. On May 12, 2023, an 11-year-old was reported missing from St. Kateri. An extensive search was conducted for this student with members of the Sioux St. Marie Police Service ESU, Sioux Police ATVs, Sioux Search and Rescue, ATVs and Boat, SSMPS K9, OPP K9, Opposite ERT, OPP Helicopter and SSMPS and MNRRPAS support. On May 13, 2023, Mr. Perry Matila took it upon himself to check the outlying areas on his ATV. Mr. Matila located a shoe print on the ground. Police attended the area and confirmed the shoe print was similar to the shoes being worn by the missing child. The OPP helicopter attended the area, which was about 9 kilometers from St. Kateri and safely located the missing child and reunited them with their parents. If not for the efforts of Perry Matila, the result could have been much worse. Unfortunately, Mr. Matila could not be here to accept his award this evening. Jamie and Jesse Boston. Sioux Police have the good fortune of having a great partnership with the Algoma Autism Foundation. Last year, the foundation provided sensory kits, which are in cruisers so officers can better support people with autism or sensory processing disorders during emergencies. This helps to calm and reduce their anxiety. Loud sirens and bright flashing lights can heighten emotions in a crisis and can be overstimulating to people with autism or sensory processing disorders. The sensory kits have items that can be calming, reduce intense stimuli, and aid communication for those who are nonverbal. Items in the sensory kits include tinted glasses, earmuffs, picture exchange communication system laminates, knitted toques in several different sizes, a soft blanket, markers, paper, and a variety of sensory fidget toys. The sensory kits are placed in the trunk or back storage area of cruisers and are readily accessible for our officers at calls. Community well-being is a shared responsibility. Thank you, Jamie and Jesse Boston, co-founders of the Algoma and Autism Foundation, for your investment in our community and supporting people with sensory processing disorders during times of crisis. Brian Clemenson. On November 14, 2023, at 9:46 a.m., police were called to attend a business on Trunk Road for a report of theft. Dispatched information was that the victim had their purse and the perpetrator ran away. Upon arrival, officers spoke to the victim. The victim said her purse and all items were recovered by Mr. Brian Clemenson. He saw the incident happen and immediately chased the perpetrator down and was able to get the purse, wallet, and money back to the victim. We thank the victim for contacting us about this courageous act. While we do not recommend people put themselves in harm's way, we admire your courage in helping a fellow citizen. Alex Thibodeau. In February 2023, Alex Thibodeau was at work when he was innocently faced with a precarious shooting in our community. Mr. Thibodeau's quick thinking and courage that afternoon led police to the scene where they were able to arrest the accused and provide medical assistance to others involved. Mr. Thibodeau's actions and bravery that afternoon, while under a tremendous amount of stress, cannot go unnoticed and sincerely deserves this commendation. Liam Frenette. Liam Frenette is someone we believe showed unbelievable courage and strength when confronted with a vicious and senseless attack in our community last year. Without Liam's will to fight and determination to survive, the outcome of our investigation and the immediate arrest of the accused would not have been possible. Liam, you stayed brave and true in the face of danger, you did not back down. You are a survivor, and you never know who needs your light, your warmth and courage. You have inspired many of us with your strength.